Welcome to the Blue Room Podcast, an intimate space where we explore ourselves, our lives, and our relationships more deeply through therapeutic conversation. I'm your host, Van Hanisha Thamsa, and I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you. Today I have my two girls, Afoke and Kuda, here. These are like my best girlies. Yay. These are like my sisters. And I'm grateful I got to convince them to come on to this show because it took definitely some convincing.
Listen, the first time you asked was in April and it was like...
She's like,
These questions are a bit too real.
We wanted to do just voiceovers, you know? Yeah. Incognito.
Yeah.
That would be lit, though.
The Incognito podcast? I
Incognito. Know.
Would be like Wendy and... Cat Williams, Monique.
It'd be like the shade room. It would literally be like, it'd be the shade room, like, for real. Like, no, if we could hide our faces and our voices and just talk shit.
Right, because I was about to say people would recognize our voices, but there was the hiding of voices, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
You could hide the whole thing.
I would have, like, a high key tone voice.
Y'all's voices are very recognizable.
Yep. We have voices, and you can use them.
You can brand, monetize the voice.
If we're not in the room, you can hear our voice for sure.
True.
For sure.
I'm concerned. While we're looking at your face, does the camera, like, pick that up, or do we have to look at the camera?
If you want to talk to the people, you'd be looking there.
Okay. We're talking to you, not the people.
You can talk to both.
We're talking to everybody.
Okay. All right, cool. Just want to know. Take one, take two.
This is what happens when you have boss women in the room. All first women.
I'm so sorry. Do you remember when you told me you want to go to Atlanta because that's where all the rich black people are?
What? Why Atlanta of where all the places?
Except for the continent.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I was like, they're in Africa? That was my first thought process. Like rich,
I think I was
black
thinking, like,
people.
North America. Like, I was just like...
You don't want to travel far. Okay, wait.
I just don't even know what the context...
I was about to ask, like, how did this come up?
I can't remember, but I think maybe Fanny was watching Love and Hip Hop that time. Why would you think?
That was another kind.
No, she's like, it was probably Real Housewives of Atlanta that I was like, Black doctors, black, like...
Married to Medicine.
Literally all those. I was like, take me to Atlanta. Why are we
here? I hear some scary things about Atlanta, and then I don't know.
I know, I heard them.
It's not on the list to travel.
No. Not a good place to date.
Oh, okay.
That's what I know.
Yeah.
Because you just never know. Anyways. Yeah. Anyways. Do we want to tell the people? Do we want to tell the people how we know each other and how long we've been friends?
Yeah, let's tell the people. Girl, you know I can never tell you the number of years that we've known each other, but what, like 2015?
Is that when we...
2015, 2016 is how long we've known each other since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find when we're out and about, because we're usually out and about together, people are like, how do you guys know each other? And we're always like, How was it?
How did it happen?
How did you guys know each other?
It just happened. She just fell into my life.
I think we were just at a party one time, like years ago. Like, we were both there and we just like...
And then somebody introduced somebody and then we met.
Did you think you guys met through AFSA?
No.
Okay.
No, I think I actually met her through you.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
And then I met you through AFSA.
Not really. We kind of bumped into each other.
Okay,
tell
then.
Tell us about how we bumped in.
No.
Tell us about the bumping in.
No.
It was just wings. We were at your father's mustache.
Yeah, and then I saw AFSA. Mm. I was leaving and I saw AFSA.
So you knew her.
I know. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, that sounded shady. No. I know AFSA. Oh, my God. So I was trying to say hi to AFSA. And then there was Fanny. And then I was just like, wah, 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 wah. And I think I asked you for a ride.
It was a lot of wah, wah, wah. I offered a ride. I think I offered it. But I remember the first night, like, I was just like... Wow, Sarah is like a strong personality.
Mm. Power to the people.
I was like, Jesus. I was like, yeah, she's just full of confidence and she's just like out there. Mm. And then through our friendship, I was like, no, I'm the one that's really out there. I think externally you do speak like louder and like you have like this more confident persona, but as far as like who's really out there, you're in the house. Like,
oh, wow.
You okay. Just every time we're like, girl, you come
yeah,
outside.
That's why she always forgets my invite. At least offer me.
She's like, let me at least have the opportunity to
granted,
say no.
It is nice. No. Granted. Yeah. But it's also respecting your preferences, right?
Yeah, but yeah. Just ask me, okay. You know? Hey, say that all the time. Ask me. But I know, I would say no. I get it, because I do that to people too. Yeah, if it's not your vibe, I'm just then like, I'll just save like, you no. The stress and not ask.
Yeah.
But I don't know, how do you guys feel about that? Would you rather they ask you or like just
I
not
think
invite
it depends,
you?
Because if it's people who know me like the way we would know you and we know to even ask you stressing you out because now you have to say no, it's fine. Don't ask me. You already know that I'm not going to say mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you never
so.
Know. I can be very spontaneous
depends, though.
Too.
It depends. Yeah. It depends on your relationship with the person.
Yeah.
Like if it's like, I find if it's like a fun, like live kind of a bubbly high energy event, like where there's like music and dancing and stuff, I'm going to be like, could it? You want to go to this thing. Mm-hmm. And if it's like something that I find is like maybe like deeper or like educational or something with like a deep, like a meaning or something behind it, I'd be like, Sarah, do you want to go?
I'm sorry. So do I not do meaning?
I know. I knew this was it.
I just, you knew what was coming in there. I'm like,
and then you still went there.
Do I not have the depth?
But I hear you. I'm not going to prolong that. I understand completely what you're saying. So it's okay.
Just invite me. You don't know. Like I could be somewhere feeling like going out and I want to go.
So like you appreciate it even if it's like to like a party to like a I know you don't be like in like to dance and like be outside having drinks and stuff.
It's just me once I dress up, you've seen my outfit,
that's
I'm ready to go.
I was gonna say I think when you're ready to go somewhere and you want to go,
yeah,
you'll reach out and say, are we doing anything? Is there something
But you
happening?
Always, but it's like, you know the places to go to, right? Like,
yeah. you know.
I feel like, yeah, you know,
if,
like,
if we
the
need to know where to go.
Yeah, we're that's like. That's happening in the city.
Yeah.
So do you get, because sometimes we don't know, or I don't know. I'm just
like, where do we go for brunch? What's the best place on, like, a Tuesday? Yeah. I'm like, could I would know.
Well, no, but I was going back to the point of you being invited or you not being invited. If you are ready to go somewhere, like, if you know that today I want to be outside, you would reach out first, you know?
Yeah, you mean
and
like
then,
typically what
yeah,
I do?
Yeah, and then we would know, let's invite you.
Yeah,
or,
but
you know?
Because that's the event that I know of. You know what I mean? Because now, like, I probably heard about it somewhere.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. Kud is going, okay. Fan is going. Then I'd be like, oh, are you? Because you definitely are going. So I'm just like, no, not all the time.
I'm making it sound like I do not stay at home.
No, you stay at home. But like, I feel like you know all the good. It's like Nina.
You're
like
the social butterfly.
Like Nina knows all the good restaurants, right? Like,
yeah.
So even if she's not going, like she would know of something happening in the city. Like I feel like you know of all the flyers and what.
Yeah.
Or you know who knows too? Halima. Like, Halima be
like
knowing.
You know, it's funny because I grew up here, but I'm still, like, I still don't be knowing, like, how y'all know.
Yeah, how do you know?
I just plug,
Well, I feel like because you, like...
My past job kind of initiated the getting plugged into different activities and events that would be happening primarily downtown. So just, you know, being connected to those different organizations, you know what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always good to know. I love my friends who know. As a Nigerian, you have to have a friend
who knows. And speaking of that, y'all want to, like, give a little introduction about what y'all do and, you know, who you are, what you what y'all up to.
Sure. I mean, we're like, what, 15 minutes in?
Hi. I think you can edit it. Yeah. It happens everywhere. Yeah.
Okay. So, hello, everybody. I'm Koda Kwashe. Dadzungira. So, full name is Koda Kwashe.
That's the full name.
That's my full name. Yeah, there came a point in time when I actually missed the Kwashe of my name because it's easier here just to tell, say, you know, Koda. My name is Koda. Mm-hmm. But I do miss my Kwashe sometimes. So Koda Kwashe for
Koda
today.
Koda Kwashe.
Yes.
And what you do, girl?
I am currently in commercial banking for 2 years now. So
I love when you say that.
What?
look at my friend. Look what my friends do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying what I do.
No, you do too.
No,
you I like it like, too.
Yeah.
I like it too.
I know what you do.
Like, I just want y'all to know who my friends are.
Who your friends are.
Oh, Lord.
What they be doing. Love no, I love
that's
it.
That's my friend.
Yeah.
My friend.
Yeah. So commercial banking, we love it.
We love it.
Okay, so if y'all need a loan for your business, check out Koda.
I will ask some deep questions, but we can get it done.
she will. She really will.
And Sarah, what you do? How can you be the plug for us?
My name is Sarah. They can call me Afoke.
Uh-huh.
Only, I like
yeah.
Sarah.
You like Sarah?
I think that's how I got to know you back in Dal Smew days. You were introduced to me as Sarah.
Back to how we know each other. I know Koda from school.
Yeah.
So when I used to be the president of African Society, I think I sold a ticket to your
VP at some point. Yeah.
I sold tickets to your friends, right? Yeah, and you were like the plug again for your friends. Oh, you know what Koda is good at? Organizing people.
Connecting people.
Yeah.
I like connecting people.
Yeah, I think you bought like a table and I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always do that. You'd be like, oh, do you want to do this? Okay, let's do this. This is. Yeah. And you know
like
how to
getting
finesse.
People together.
Love it, yeah. So that's how I know Koda. Mm-hmm. What do I do? The best that I can. I show up in society.
I love it.
I just bring the vibe.
I love it.
I'm not here to work
hard. I know how I feel.
No.
And we leave it at that.
I love
the laugh. Oh my gosh.
Oh God. Someone told me my laugh sounds fake. I almost died.
No.
I literally almost died.
I love how you guys make me laugh. Like, I love how, I'm joyful around you guys. Like, you guys bring the joy out. Because I'd be in my world just, stressing a lot. Like, the episode that I did before this was deep as hell. And then now I'm here with you guys
just
having
laughing.
Such laughy laugh good times. Mm. Okay, shall we open this wine?
Okay.
But not
you
as me for sure.
You do it. You're the best.
I don't even know
this.
How I'm going to
put your nail.
I love that app. Yeah, it's the best.
All right, guys, we're cracking open this bottle just in celebration of having my girlies
no
on the show.
On me.
The launch to Incognito.
We got to talk about Incognito. But if there is an Incognito podcast that comes
Benjamin
up, it started
Bridge.
Here.
Local.
It didn't start here.
It started in the group chat.
In the valley.
Was it in the group chat? No. It was
at the beach.
Yeah,
it was at the beach. Yeah. Y'all, I don't know if I'm capable at the moment.
That was the night.
Can we get a cloth or something?
Let me try.
Okay.
I just don't want it to spill.
Yeah. Yeah. So, exactly. If you had the, there you go.
You ready?
Go.
Ooh.
Yes. Great job.
Well, you might as well pull, babes.
Okay. Well, Koda.
Oh, you, Koda. You here already?
Wrong friend.
Clearly.
Wrong friend.
Y'all funny. Is that Sarah's little pores?
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
redo, babe.
It's just a shot
redo.
Of water.
Oh. You got this?
She's like, I just know water.
Let's see. How about you?
No, you start something, you finish something. Come
on. My God.
Since y'all know every damn thing. Since y'all know everything. Oh my gosh. Okay, we're gonna get into these questions.
Not
okay?
You over the end commenting.
Like from the side.
Like, I see your water glass there that just needs to be.
You just need to shoot your water and just.
No, my water take the is rest. Good. Yeah. It's okay. Good. No ice, that, please.
Did you see me plugging in Benjamin Bridge? It's local in the valley. It's Nova Scotian.
Oh, yeah. I know. You can sponsor
us. We're supporting
us,
local.
You know, the door is open. Yeah. Reach out to us. Sponsor us.
I love it.
Yeah. Cheers okay. to Black History
yeah,
Month,
by the way. Cheers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's
which one was your question? Do you remember?
I think mine is
yeah, that was, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cheers to y'all being on here.
And cheers to friendship.
Cheers yeah. to friendship. Yeah. Good one.
And open doors and more money.
All right. Okay. So we did all the fun, kiki stuff, which it will still continue. But I wanted us to pull cards, have some conversations. You know, I got to take okay. it there.
Chakra.
All right. Let's go.
Chakra and the energy. So I'm going to invite you. Usually we pull cards at the beginning, okay. but we're still here. So it's fine. We're going to get you guys to pull a card. Whatever question you pull is for you to answer. And if anybody else wants to answer it, they can also okay. answer it. Sound good?
And how detailed are we getting here?
It's like I want to know.
It's up to us.
Yeah, it's really up to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let the energies flow.
See how the energies align. See what you're called to
okay,
do.
Okay, how many cards am I picking?
Just one.
Oh, just one. Oh,
yep.
okay.
Either from the top, from the middle, from the bottom, whichever side is
what side of,
name.
Of the sun are we today? Soccer
That
people?
I don't know.
You have to know.
Read this one first and then...
Oh,
and
then we
okay,
move.
Yeah,
okay.
Then we'll pass
what
it over.
What side first? Why weren't you first?
Oh, because you're the guest.
Okay. All right, then. Okay, so if you were a superhero, what would be your name and three superpowers? I like that.
Perfect
I get three superpowers.
I know. She's like, we don't have to say nothing.
Say less. Say less. Say less.
All right, so my superhero name, I think would just be my Instagram name. So Emerald K.
Why Emerald? Because you're not a... May, baby.
No, it's somehow emerald just like reminds me of butterflies, and I like butterflies and the color, so that's why. Oh. That's just why oh, I picked it. And then K because Kuda, so it would be Emerald K.
And what
to the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
I want the ability to be able to read minds and or change thoughts. So,
change thoughts.
Or like, yeah, plant a thought in someone's mind.
Oh, you do that already.
Yeah, she's like, yeah.
What do you
think? I wanted to be official that, you know?
I'm so pissed. Like, you do that already. Oh, come on.
So could that's, I be like, well, that's so the first you one.
Thing. Yeah, let's just redirect the conversation.
Wow.
Okay. It's a superpower. You need. You what? Literally need to start a class. It's so good. Such a great skill that you have. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I won't gatekeep it.
Yes, share it. Share it. We need lessons. Share
it. Okay. Second superpower. Oh, that's hard because the brain one is the one that, you know, stays on my mind. I would
just like...
I
thought of this before.
Yeah. I'm not sure how this can be put into like one power, but just the ability to be able to have people like love each other.
Aww.
You know? Just like do not like just love your neighbor type of thing, you know, just love each other. But I don't know how I can implement that as a
so question, you know? Do you feel like people here are like more disconnected and not loving compared to home?
It depends. I don't think they are too much, but it really depends on the community that you get involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave it at that. How do you feel?
I feel like it is different here, like in terms of the level of like care and connection we have for people. Like we can say, oh, do we love, like we all love each other, but do we like care for each other? Like, will we care about each other? Like that's, I think like that's kind of what takes it kind of to that next like
level.
Yeah. 'Cause I love everybody, but do I have time and care for everybody?
Time. You mentioned a very good point, but like it's, everything is just, it's so busy here. You're on the go all the time. So yeah. You may not then have the space to give that extra level of care to people who aren't in your immediate circle, mm-hmm. you know?
Nice, but not kind.
Good, are you cold?
No, I'm okay, babe. Do I look cold?
Okay.
Are you cold? I'm sweating. Are my pits cold? Are like on fire. All right, so you pull. You pull. Do you want to do a third one?
No, I'm okay. Okay. We're good. Yeah.
All right, you pull. Pull it. She said from the top.
Oh, yeah, from the top.
No passes.
What piece of advice would you give your 14-year-old self?
Oh, that's deep. Mm.
Go for it.
At 14?
Yeah. Well,
what were you holding back on?
I really wanted to be a fashion designer. Like, that's like one of the things I still feel resentful to.
Look at your outfit today.
Yeah, you were slaying.
Y'all need to watch it on YouTube, not just not just the audio. Watch the visual.
Oh, there's a separate piece. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
So I started designing from a very young age, and I wanted to do it, but like my mom was very super protective, mm-hmm. and she didn't like just want to send me off to anyone to learn, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I had pushed more, mm-hmm. like I would have gotten that. So anyway, yeah, that's that.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah. Go for it.
And that's still very much applicable right now too, right?
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like just go for anything. Yeah.
Not everything, though.
We don't want regrets. We don't want records.
Exactly. Don't be like, oh, I'm going to go for it. And then you just dive off a cliff or do something crazy.
Yeah. Why not? You could have a parachute.
Girl.
Kuda knows because she's jumped off of buildings airplanes and all this stuff.
Go for it. If it would bring you money. Not the one that would threaten your life.
Get happiness and love. If it brings you money.
It brings you money.
That's advice.
Go for it.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I'll pull. I shall pull a card. All right.
You'd want to pick from the top, babe.
No, I'm going to dive in. But okay, this is an odd question. Okay, what do you think I am learning from you? Oh. But it's a question for me. Yeah. But I can say what I'm learning from both of you in our friendship.
Because right. Is it asking you what you're learning from yourself?
It's asking me what do you think I'm learning from you?
Oh, okay, but you have to answer it. So yeah, what
I was gonna answer it personally. Yeah. Okay. From you, stop deeping everything. Like, that's, like, your advice to me all the time. You're like, stop deeping it. Like, you know, just, yeah. Like, stop going in on it so deep. Just bring, you know, do whatever makes you happy. Mm-hmm. Stay joyful. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, people think that that's surface, but it's not surface.
Really
like, not. It's actually really important because I think, you know, we can sometimes just deep like little interactions or whatever, and the other person might not even be thinking that at all, or a situation might not be like that at all, and I've created scenarios in my head and bullshit in my head, and you're like, oh, it's probably not like that. I'll just stop deeping it. I love that. Keeps me on the light side. And then Sarah's the opposite. Like, she's
deep
like,
it.
Deep it. You better fight for the shit that you deserve and take it all the way. Don't let them play you. It's so much. I love them. I love both. Yeah. Thank y'all. Okay. We'll keep going around.
All right, I'm sticking to the top. Oh, my gosh.
We should have thrown them out.
No. So this question showed up on Fanny's socials yesterday.
Yeah.
So, and we actually discussed this a bit earlier today. So, and y'all know what I'm going to say. The question is, how many intimate relationships do you think I've had? So I guess I'm answering myself.
Yeah.
Or you guys are going to answer how many intimate relationships you think I've had.
It's for you. Ooh.
Or I answer how many I think you've had.
I should guess for her. Okay, I'll guess for you.
Okay, but first,
let's define
first, intimacy. We need to define what intimate is.
Okay.
That's actually okay. Valid now that
it's
I think
really
about
valid.
It.
Yeah, so because would, now you're guessing.
Uh-huh. I would say, how many times have you been in love? Mm. Like real love? And I would probably just maybe one and a half.
Not one well, and not a half.
Not the half. You think who that half would be? And also, is it during the time that you've known me? Is it, you
I
know?
I think the half was when I knew you and the one before I knew you. That's what I would say. But anyways.
The half? We're not going to say names.
No. They know.
They be? Know. I think we would know who the one is, but huh. Okay,
no,
one and a half. No, I'll take it. Like, I can she's really see she's how like, half she's like, could okay, be possible.
Let me sip.
Okay. Let me write it down on a piece of paper and just show it.
It didn't walk. It tastes good. Wow.
How many do you think she's been in love?
Been in love.
Deep love. Or how intimate. Do you interpret the question for her?
Like, just... being like deep with people, yeah, that's how I would interpret
intimate's
it.
Intimate's like being vulnerable. Yeah, yeah, someone you're yeah. capable of being mm-hmm. vulnerable with, and yeah. they're vulnerable with you too, and
yeah,
that leads to I love that growth. We didn't, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah, I love that we didn't take a physical.
Yeah, no,
it's not, yeah, it's not intimacy.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's an element of it, but it's not. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smart women. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah,
to be honest, yeah. I can't say. I can't even answer that question for Fanny. Yeah.
Could you answer it for yourself?
Yeah. For myself, yeah.
Could you answer it for yourself? Like, how many people you think you were in love with?
I think, yeah, I can.
And was the people that you were in love with the same people you were in a relationship, that you were also ended up in a relationship with?
That's a good question.
Yes.
Good job, because...
Why is money so stupid?
Like, we need to edit that one out.
But how does that happen? But how does that happen?
I think you meet sometimes the right people at the wrong time. And you could fall in love with somebody and they could also be in love with you, and just because of elements in your life, you just can never go there. And then maybe meet up again a couple of years later and it's still not the right situation. But you still have that, like, tie to them.
That just sounds so complicated.
I know.
But you never...
You
no. Like a soul tie or a...
Soul tie. Girl, we're no, physical over here. not dealing with spiritualities and powers.
That happens, though. Yeah, because emotions aren't, you know,
it's true.
So
it's
much
true.
Physical.
I'm there.
No. I know. It's and like, when you yeah. love someone, do you unlove them?
No.
You don't think?
I don't think.
You reckon?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Okay,
Mike. Okay.
You know when you love someone, you love them forever?
Like, no.
About love,
Mike.
Like, no. I'm just curious.
Like, no. No. Like, no.
You love them forever.
Yeah.
Like, because if it's not, then maybe it wasn't someone that you loved.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just an infatuation or a lust.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, like, even with friendships, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, your friends that I've had that I loved and...
maybe you lost them, but you
like,
still love them.
Yeah, but, like, I would remember them. Like, that kindness, that love that you feel towards them is always there.
Yeah.
But you just know that, okay, like... that space is not there anymore, mm-hmm. but you love them. You know what I mean? Like
you want what's best for them.
Yeah.
Always.
Like, yeah.
Even if they're not in your life,
I feel
you
like
always
real,
care for them.
Yeah, it's like energy, like,
yeah,
can't destroy it.
Not energy coming from you.
No. Like, what? Not that kind of energy.
No, you're she on. Don't like that energy.
You're
talk the chakra.
No, not that kind of energy. Oh, my God. The greens and the yellow energy.
Not the chakra energy.
The chakra
the real,
energy.
The real energy. All right, we'll get you the pole. Thank
okay.
you.
Let's see.
I like the Africa ring.
Thank you. We try. You know?
I've got my butterfly.
We do what we can. Wait, how do you guys receive compliments? Do you feel the need to compliment another person when they compliment you? Like, how do you receive a compliment?
It depends. If it's from a girl, I find I usually compliment her back because I don't know why. I just feel like we both should deserve to hear something good at that moment.
You deeped it. I was going to keep it at, you know, how someone said,
she's like, stop,
how are you?
It.
Good. How are you?
That's not a compliment.
No, I know. It's an example. Like, you know, the way that you, like, people respond, you know, like just you good, good. Like, so you look good. You look good too.
Mm. Yeah. I'm like, no, we both deserve to know that we both look good.
But I find sometimes so awkward. Like, when I say, like, when I compliment someone and they feel the need to compliment me back, I'm just like,
really?
Yeah,
oh,
it's like,
yeah, I know.
It'd be
when
like
it's the other way. I'm like, was it really genuine?
I know. Don't compliment me back. Like, it's, I know how I look. Like, you, don't.
Like, I already know.
Yeah, like, you. Oh, thank you. Like, I can because it's like, you know, you'd be looking crazy just because you'd be like, oh yeah, you look good. It'd be like, oh, you look good too. No. I don't. Like, just leave it at that.
Maybe if they, I don't know. Hey, good question.
Or you give someone a gift and they're like, oh no, you didn't have to do that. Just take the gift and be grateful.
Just be gracious. Just say thanks.
Goodness, like,
fair enough. Fair enough.
Like, oh, you didn't have to do that. No, take the gift. Give me gifts. You have to do that. Thank you. God bless you. Bring some more. Okay. What do you value most now that that wasn't the case before? I don't understand this question. What do you value most now that wasn't the case before?
Oh. Okay.
I think friends who are more introverted than I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, people who don't have, like, similar vibes that I have. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was younger, I'm just like, oh, bad energy. Like, but now I'm just like, I learn from them. And then, like, there's so much things. Like, at first, like, with Kuda, there's so many things I used to do. I just be like, huh? But now, like,
I was different.
Yeah. Now I'd be like, oh my God, I wish I could do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know? Yeah. So,
and valuing the difference in somebody.
Yeah.
I think that really comes with maturity, too.
Yeah. Or even like when you're bickering about a problem, and typically, like, I would like someone to, like, bicker with me, but then.
Not everybody does that.
Yeah. I know someone who doesn't. And they'll just listen and then later, like, chip in something. And I'm just like, okay, I can take that. So that one. Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
We definitely have more of a, I think you and me, out of all my friends, we have the most bickerings.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Bickerings about what?
Like, I think we really, I think, are super honest with each other about stuff.
Okay.
So when a disagreement comes, it becoming like a difference in opinion, we would, I don't think me and Kuda have ever argued about anything. But you and I, we just be doing it all the time.
Yeah.
Conflict resolution.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's totally fine.
Move forward.
You know. Do. I think it's important to know how to argue effectively too.
Yeah.
And be like, you know, because I find a lot of times my toxic stuff comes out because I'm like, you know, block or ignore or whatever. And then I'm like, why do I do all that? Like, we just had a disagreement. I didn't need to be ending, like, a friendship or a relationship. Not really ending it, but, like, but also sometimes space is needed. Like, I'm very reflective. So I'm like, you know, if something comes up, sometimes I need a couple of days to process it or whatever. I don't know. Do y'all argue with friends? I know, well, me and you will be arguing.
Yeah, it's been like we arguing all the time.
We literally like, not all the time, but and it's something that I actually value about our friendship, like, to be honest.
I feel like it's because we've been through, like, deep stuff, like,
Yeah. And, like, we, like, and it causes, because both of us are super reflective. So I find sometimes after.
What does that mean? This is chakra talk. I don't know.
We don't have a reflection.
No. This is chakra talk projections and reflections. This is chakra talk. Please interpret.
Like, say we having a disagreement or an argument. And then like we're both so deep in our opinion. Because yeah, we're also both Tauruses. So yeah. I think that has an element to do. Yeah, I'm going to astrology. leave astrology out of it. But no, like we both are so deep in our opinion. But then like, you know, when I take my days, I can't speak for yourself, but like when I'm reflecting on that, like whatever disagreement we had, like I'm just like, wow, like maybe she had a, you know, point to what she was saying. Like, you know, there was probably something there that I might have been overreacting, like, you know, whatever the case is. And then I find you're also quicker to be like, yeah, fan, I'm sorry about whatever happened.
Yeah.
Like, and then I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry too.
Fanny's so stubborn. Oh my god. I feel like
I'm grateful that you stole my friend.
Fanny's like, yo, you know what's funny? Because of our personalities, like the kind of things that you would do, people think that I do them.
I know.
Yeah. Or the kind of things that you would say. Like I'd be shocked to be you did that. You said that.
I know. Yeah.
And but one thing I noticed about me, because I have such strong boundaries, like mm-hmm. I know what my boundaries are. Mm. It's like, and then I also have to find a way not to compromise my boundaries, but mm-hmm. still like be friends, like yeah. with people that mm. like back to the whole invitation things, right? Like I find sometimes you guys do more high energy stuff, and like I know I'm not gonna do that, and it would come off. Like, it will come across as being, like, crazy, right? Mm-hmm. But I just know what my boundaries are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm tolerant. I'm very tolerant in friendships. I mean, it also comes with being a big sister, you know.
Girl,
you'll deal with a lot of things. So I'm very tolerant until you push me to my edge.
Kuda,
and then
the
I
edge?
Just cut it off completely.
What is the edge?
The edge is hard. The edge is, it's hard to get there. I'll tell you that.
It takes a lot
because like patient. I said, I'm patient. I'm tolerant. I'm understanding. I'm adaptive. Like I'll see your behavior, but yeah. I will be empathetic towards it to an extent. And so I adjust myself to you.
Yes.
And we go. We keep going. I love you. Let's go. But it gets to like the edge. Takes a while, but once we get to the edge, there's no coming back.
Have you been to?
There's no coming back.
Oh yeah, have you been to the edge before?
I recently went over the edge. Yeah,
because
it took years. Yeah. It took 13 years.
You know one thing I love about you, you're calm in the chaos.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You're the understanding piece because someone could be doing the most. And to me, I think there's something inside of me that like, you know, you could be doing the most. And I think sometimes I meet you at the most.
Like you match it.
I match it if it depends on the situation. If it's like personal, like if it's personally to me, like I will kind of like I cannot manage that emotion if I feel either rejected or violated or disrespected or any of those like really like just like core stuff.
That's
like
the boundaries she's talking about.
Yeah. But you still have that ability to take your emotion out of it and be like, okay, you know, what's like happening here? Like I still have love for this person. I still, you know, and those are things that I think about later, but like you have the ability to do it in the moment, which helps to de-escalate so much.
Like, yeah, do you think it just started removing like saying I still love the person? I just feel like it's just very okay, whatever.
What do you mean?
Like I find you're just like very detached. I don't know, like yeah, with the situation, like you're very
don't deep it.
Okay, so we're talking, I think we all have the same incident in mind, so
with all this, because like, do you remember the incident between you guys at Bar Sophia? Like
that wasn't between us. That was between us.
No, that's New Year's.
Oh, that's okay. There was something else.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember. It was something.
That was an incident.
Yeah, and then like Fanny was like, "I want to talk to you, Kuda," and then Kuda was like, "About what?" okay, I'm gonna use the washroom.
What?
Yeah, something.
Okay, we're gonna have to.
When did this happen?
I can't remember.
This is new to both of us.
No, it's not.
This is a different.
I was there.
And we did it.
I was there. I was there live and direct.
Then why don't we both remember the situation?
Yeah, because he wasn't. Yeah.
Because it probably didn't get too deep. It probably was like.
So you're saying I removed myself by going to the washroom?
Yeah, or you quickly would detach. Like, you would not let it, like, settle. Like, you just. It didn't happen. I didn't hear it. Like, yeah.
I'm not matching with that. I don't.
But anyway, yeah. Okay. Back to the.
Let me pull a card, and we're gonna discuss that one because I'm
right
curious.
off camera.
Oh no, we're not. It wasn't that deep. Oh my god.
Because I de-escalated it.
You didn't have to go there. Okay, let me pull this one. All right. Mm-mm. Describe the moment you came closest to dying.
Oh my. Physically?
Jesus. Postpartum,
you feel like.
Physically
or mentally,
that's a good
emotionally.
Question, like, all the chakra people. They have different ways to die.
Emotional death. Emotional death. A mental death. I had never been close to dying.
Physically.
I don't think so. I believe you're blocking stuff out. Like, I literally block stuff. But
you really didn't even,
I did it. It wasn't
a car accident. You had a car accident?
A pretty bad one in like
2008. Wow.
It was like, we were driving in like Amherst, and my friend was driving and black ice and. We hit the ice, we hit the curb.
I feel like there's more to that story.
There is more. I'm leaving out the details.
Oh my.
We went. Sarah knows. But yeah, flipped, took down a billboard, landed on the hood of the car.
A billboard?
This one. I need to.
He wasn't there?
No, he wasn't. Oh. It was before he was even conceived.
Excuse me.
But I'm like, he didn't need to know all this.
Wow. You're safe.
I'm safe, thank God. We here.
Not you're safe.
We safe now.
She's good.
We're good.
Oh, fixy Jesus. Not you're safe.
Okay, what is something that I never want to forget?
Fanny, do you know that?
Do you?
About Kuda?
Oh, no, I say no about ourselves.
And I have to answer it. I have to answer it.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Well, that I don't want to forget.
Yeah, I mean.
But I don't want to forget. Was there like a moment?
My, like, positive relationships. I'm just going to.
Who was a positive relationship?
My parents, siblings, friends, you know. I just never want to forget the positive.
What is it? Like, give me one relationship.
I knew she was going there. Trying to slick it in.
Fanny.
I know.
It's my girl, like, Fanny.
Pause.
I would never want to forget you.
Because
you bring. No, I'm being serious. I'm actually being serious. You want me to pick another one, or can I just stick with this?
Serious, then. Are you serious?
I am being serious.
She can't even believe it.
Like, what have I done? Am I a good friend?
I have to make it relatable to right now.
Okay.
You are. Why are you asking? Are you a good friend? You are. The one thing that I never want to forget that you brought into my life is just like a sense of peace and an element of peace and calm.
Aww.
And so, yeah, every time I think about you or if we're around each other, there's just peace and calm. So.
That's so,
yeah.
I love that.
Thing. Mar is like, my mom.
No,
that
is like,
wait a minute. That doesn't sound like the woman that I know.
It be your own kids.
It really
sure.
Be your own.
Oh Lord.
That just made me think of how we show up differently to different people as well. You mm-hmm. know, like you show up like that to me, and mm-hmm. I mean, I hope you show up like that to him. But
they know the real me. No, but it's also it's also interesting to me how people perceive me, because what I feel inside a lot of times is not always that calm. Like I feel like a lot of times really high, fiery energy inside, and it's interesting that it comes out super calm. Yeah.
yeah.
But yeah.
To me.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. This one's still laughing. He's like,
it's like that.
Oh my God, these questions are so sad and sorrowful.
This is our last question too.
If you could go back and change one thing, what would it be and why? I don't. I don't want to answer that. Like
the main character. I like, don't have to do anything. I don't want to.
You want to answer that?
No, I'm good.
Like, no. We're in 2024. What are we going back to? Like, shoulda, woulda. What do you think is my best quality that I'm not aware of? What do you think is my best quality that I'm not aware
of?
You
want us to answer for
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
It's going to be a difficult one for me.
Why?
I'm joking.
I'm like,
well, you should be easy, girl.
I'm kidding.
That question is funny, but let's see. I'm curious to hear what you guys think. Yeah.
That you're unaware of.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you'd be you know.
Do I know? Jesus, do I know? No, I don't know. Tell me.
Well, you know, I think you know, because I'm not sure I could say something to you that you wouldn't know, right? So I'll just tell you your best quality that I appreciate in you, right?
No, but there's a possibility that I couldn't know.
That you may not know it.
Know
okay,
that, yeah.
Fair. But I think you know this one. I like that you are unapologetically you. Like you don't care. Mm. You're just you.
Oh.
And you don't care how it impacts. Okay, not in a bad way. Not in a bad way, right? Like, because you have to be you, but just show up as yourself and that's
all
it.
All the time, yeah. Everywhere, yeah. No matter what. Yeah, I like that one. I would say for you, a quality that you don't know, I think it's probably how, like, entertaining you are. Like, I feel like you should literally have your own podcast, like, somewhere and do your fashion design thing and do your, like, event hosting thing and just be doing all the things. And I think you know, but I don't know how much you really know because I feel like you'd be doing it if you knew it, like, really.
It's like she's seen the next Oprah, but I can't see it.
It's all good.
Don't worry, Fanny. Don't worry.
Someday.
Someday soon.
Anyways, thank you guys for being here. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you for having us.
How far on the check?
Not the check.
Right? Like,
it will come in residuals.
We didn't sign our contracts. We're
money,
our contracts.
Y'all start making money. It wasn't as bad as y'all thought. Hey, glad you came back.
No, this was fun.
It was good?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. All right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Follow us on Instagram. Make sure you send us DMs. Let us know what you thought of this episode. And we will see you again soon.